Welcome to Whack Brackets, making podcasting great again 6 days of the week because we only release one episode weekly, and that's on Monday. I'm your host, Mike. And today we're going to do a weird bracket, but I got some guys who can handle it because they are the guys, Tyler and CJ from the Booze Reviews podcast. And I'll let you guys introduce yourself, tell me a little about your podcast, and then we'll talk about what we're bracketing.
Well, hey, what's going on? I'm CJ.
And I'm Tyler.
We host a podcast. We call it a drunken movie review podcast for assholes by assholes, because we indeed are assholes, and the shit we say on there is pretty wild and ridiculous, but we review a movie. It's just a movie we find, mostly on something accessible like Netflix, Hulu, and then we pair a beer with it, and we get drunk, and sometimes we get too drunk.
And we just ramble on, and keep rambling on. We might not even talk about the movie half the time.
And then our rating system is very simple. It's like we just do a fuck with or not fuck with.
No, I thought we did stars, no?
Oh, yeah. Thumbs up, bottles up. I don't know. We could change that. Who knows, you know? Yeah.
17 bottles up. What does that even mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, or you could have different levels. So if it's like really bad, just use the toilet bowl. So,
that's a flusher.
We need to get more into like shock jock radio, I think.
Yeah.
I've always been thinking about that. Like, you know, just have like some bells and whistles like bazinga.
Yeah.
Some shit like that.
Yeah, we're hubba. Yeah, we're talking about a titty popping out. And you're like, oh, yeah. Yes. That's 3 points.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to be on your podcast. I think you crafted a very unique bracket, and I'm excited to tackle it.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I appreciate it, guys. I'll tell people what it is. And like I said, it's going to be a little different. So if we stumble, that's probably my fault for not explaining it to these guys well. I learned that I do that well when I'm trying to cram a billion words into an Instagram message. But today's bracket, what we are going to bracket on are movie plot vehicles, things that you might see in a movie that ends up driving the storyline. And we're going to take those types of events and we're going to put them into weird situations, sometimes everyday life situations, sometimes just unexpected tomfoolery. But you'll get the hang of it by the end of it. And if you don't, again, absolve these guys because they're doing their best with the crap material I gave them over here. So thanks a lot, guys.
No, you're great, man. You're great. We're gonna fuck this thing up. I mean, in a good way. In a good way.
That's right. I have that listening comprehension anyway.
So you were like, what?
I was too preoccupied with myself. What are you saying again?
just whatever CJ says, you take the other side, and then I'll break the tie.
We'll yes, I like it. Okay, fair enough.
We're fist fight. We're brothers.
Yeah, we take it back into the backyard, right?
Yeah, we'll fist fight and go have a beer right after. So
yeah.
So all this said, do you guys want to try to explain to my audience what a whack bracket is, or would you like me to do it?
You have brackets, and they're wiggity wiggity whack.
Pretty much exactly.
True or not?
Is that a true statement?
That is definitely a true statement. Awesome. I'll expand for just a second, but you take two things, and you might take Miss Pac-Man up against Donkey Kong, and you might ask who would look sexier in Victoria's Secret lingerie. My opinion would be Donkey Kong. I know that's a shocker, but I'm not into the Miss Pac-Man build. And then Donkey Kong, if we agreed that he would go on in the next round, he might face Q-Bert, and it might be a better dinner guest, and probably Q-Bert because Donkey Kong's big and... I'm going to guess he's probably kind of smelly. Either way, that's what a whack bracket hood look like. Not this whack bracket.
Donkey Kong is dummy thick, as the kids say. He's dummy thick.
Oh, he is.
Super right. Thick. So I get it. Yeah, I understand. I'm with you.
Two C's.
I think three, maybe.
He's bringing thick
back. I
don't
even know what that means.
Don't worry. The kids say it, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We're
all the cool kids are saying it. Trust me.
Yeah. No kids.
So we'll move on to the actual podcast now, because as I've warned the guys in the last podcast I had, I will ramble. So it's up to you guys to keep me on task. And you guys are like on your podcast and you don't always stay on task, this could be a 3-hour episode. We're going to try to avoid that.
You have a two-parter.
That's right, two-parter. So we'll move on, though. Question one, which of these would be more likely to happen in a Disney movie? Would it be one of the main characters has sex with the enemy character? Or would it be that one character sleeps with a friend of their significant other? So, and I know that's a lot to understand. If you'd like, I'll explain. I'll give my example. But if you guys understood all my babble, then I'll let one of you guys do it.
I'm going to go ahead and jump in. I mean, those are very both good. They could probably both happen. But I would say sex with the enemy, because doesn't that already happen in Beauty and the Beast?
Oh,
like,
man.
Isn't the Beast already, like, kind of the enemy? Then he becomes a frenemy, and then they scissor, or whatever.
I don't think they have to scissor. I'm guessing he's got something down there. I mean,
he's an animated character, Mike.
I don't know. My mind, he's thick. He's thick boy down below. That's just my guess. He looks like he's packing. That's all I'm saying.
Now, in The Sound of Music, right, they have sex with the enemy, right?
But that wasn't animated, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did just say a Disney movie.
No, it said Disney animated.
Oh, did it say Disney animated? You're right, then.
We're trying to go by your rules, man.
Yeah.
I'm just making shit up. Okay, yeah. I wrote down what I wrote there, and I apparently didn't write the word animated down, but I remember putting it now. So, yes, animated. Let's go back to that.
Yes. I'm going to say sex with the enemy as well. First of all, this would never happen in a Disney animated movie, but...
It already has.
What?
Beauty and the Beast.
There was no sex.
You're saying it wasn't sex?
No.
So he locked her
Bullshit.
Up.
Bullshit.
Locked her up in a castle. What do you think is happening?
Fellatio?
Oh, yeah. Just hand stuff? Mouth stuff?
Yeah, that's against God's rules. Gotcha. You know?
Yeah, you're right.
I bet there's even butt stuff going on in there.
Yes, it's premarital. Exactly. You're right. Yes, yes. You're right.
That's yes. right.
You have to evacuate first.
They were in the south of France. the Bible Belt of France.
Yes. The Bible Belt of France.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, shit. Yeah, sadly, I'd love to give you guys an argument, but I even wrote it down here. I had Beauty and the Beast as my example, so definitely I think we're going to have a clean sweep. But I'm going to at least I'm going to give you an example of why you might not see a character sleep with their significant other's friend. Imagine Toy Story 2 if Bo Peep sleeps with Buzz. It's going to be really awkward, and then it's going to ruin the whole franchise, I think. That'd be true?
Well, man, Buzz probably, he crushes it, though. I'm sure he does.
I bet he gets trim. No doubt.
A lot of it, dude. I mean, it takes a while for him to get that armor off, or maybe he's got like a little plate or something, and he just pops it out, and it just... unfurls or whatever, you know.
What unfurls? I want to know.
It's diggling, you know.
He's a grower, not a shower, though, for sure.
Oh God!
Absolutely.
Oh, you know absolutely. It. So yeah, perfect. Well, I think sex with the enemy is going to advance. I don't even have a retort for that.
This is where you put in those special effects that we were talking about, the sound effects.
Clean, sweep, clean, sweep, sweep, sweep.
Like swing.
Yeah. Yes, these are all good ones. Put them in.
Second question here. As sex with the enemy advances. Second question. Which would be more awkward to encounter at a family reunion? Would it be a surprise death, or would it be introduction to an unknown close relative?
I'm going to say a surprise death. That's got to put a damper on the whole family reunion, you know? The fucking ribs don't taste as well, the burger doesn't taste as well. The conversation only results in that surprise death. Right?
And dead people shit their pants, so the smell is not going to be
also. Yeah, the smell, and then the ambulance guy who's just fucking sticking around or the cop who's sticking around. Yeah, I don't want all that shit. Yeah, that's going to be super awkward.
What if the introduction to the unknown relative is a dead person?
Ooh.
Holy
twist.
Shit.
Like it's just fucking Weekend at Bernie's style.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know your fucking cousin Will. You just bop it around, you know?
And then the music stops and he fucking drops.
Yeah, he just drops. People are taking pictures with him. They got like the fuck, you know, he's got the shirt on. It's always like fucking Duncan family reunion or whatever your fucking last name. Whatever your last name is, yeah.
I think I had more fun dead than I've ever had alive. It's kind of unfortunate.
Yeah, he was the toast of the town. He got out there and he fucking mixed and mingled.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with that because
you're going against the family.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Am I gonna get fucking blacklisted from the family? I get my reunion shirt revoked.
Yes.
You do. Your last name just has a big X through it on the shirt.
I have to sit in the corner. I get to have the ketchup packets and the mustard. It's not even good mustard. It's the yellow bullshit French mustard. Ugh.
I had yellow mustard the other day for the first time in about 10 years, and it tasted exactly like I remembered, and it was good for one sandwich, but I wouldn't advise it for a second.
What sandwich are you putting that on?
Just a ham sandwich.
Straight up ham?
Yeah, ham.
Ham
and,
cheese?
I did have cheese.
But like, is that like white bread?
Oh, no, it's a tortilla. Low-carb tortilla.
Oh, you just like threw what? You just like, I had a sandwich. No, it was a fucking tortilla.
Well, I mean, right. It's bread, so yeah. That's what I call a sandwich.
That's not a sandwich. You gotta get a...
That's a sandwich.
Yeah, you wish you had a fucking sandwich.
Those are fighting words.
Two pieces of bread.
You guys have to be nice to me. I have to break this tie, so I ought to be getting love and not hate. I'm getting tag team.
Please pick me.
I would love to hear what you have to say, Mike. This is your podcast, I think.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, but I'm enjoying hearing you guys talk. This is great. So anyway, first off, Star Wars is going to come up all the time in this because Star Wars used every overdone trope in movie history during the course of their run. Everything. And of course, unknown close relative, not only did you get Leia was related to Luke, but Vader's his dad. It's just all jammed up.
It's a family reunion.
It is.
A real.
Can you imagine how weird that's going to play? When, like, Luke brings Vader to the family reunion. He's only been trying to kill the goddamn galaxy. And all of a sudden, he's trying to cram potato salad through the vents of his mask. No. I think that's going to be awkward as shit. The unknown death, I totally agree, would be sad. But I don't think it would be as awkward. I mean, I don't think that when you show up and you're trying to explain to a young Michael B. Jordan that, you know, some Russian guy killed his dad. I mean, it's going to be sad, right? There's no awkwardness to it.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has that relative that they're fucking awkward and weird. Like, you know, like your uncle freaking Bob or something. Yeah. You know, he comes, he's shoving potato salad through the vent of his mask, you know. Yeah. Especially with COVID. You're like, you have to take it off to eat the potato salad, Bob.
Yeah, how do you even have vents in your mask? This does not work this way.
Never thought of the dynamics of the Vader mask and how it actually worked.
Yeah, what's I wonder what the you think that would work? Does that if he walks into a Kroger or you know a ShopRite and he's got the mask on, is he good? Is he gonna? That's a face covering, right?
Yeah, I say so.
I say so. Yeah.
All right.
So the face mask moves on, right?
That's right. Yeah, the intro of an unknown relative I think would be the most awkward. So I think that is going to be what's moving on.
The unknown relative? I meet a relative every other day. We meet relatives every time we have a thing.
I don't know if your mom does this, but mom's like, you're related to that.
I'm like, I don't care. I'm just like, hey, what's up, okay, man?
Yeah, I did say unknown close relative.
Oh, so close relative. Like, okay.
Very close relative.
So
conjoined sister that you just met recently.
Oh, my God, I have a woman stuck to me for the last 30 years. Where the fuck did she come from?
Where have you been all my life?
No wonder I couldn't get dates in high school. Shit.
You've been on my blind side this whole time.
I could never turn left when I was sleeping. I'd always try you know.
Oh, yeah, I always wondered why when I was trying out for football, I ran the 40-yard dash in 23 seconds. Now I know I was dragging her lazy ass. All righty, so the introduction of an unknown close relative is going to advance to the next round. For the third question, what we have is, which of these would be more likely to get you a bad grade in an intro to creative writing class? Would it be using a one in a million shot to resolve a storyline, or would it be some introduction of magic or supernatural event to resolve a storyline?
Well, I mean, these are both really like tropes, right? That you can't, like, that people, especially like when you create a world, like, because you got to create the world, right? Like, if you're going to make a movie, you're going to make a story, you got to create a world. You can't just go like, hey, all of a sudden fucking magic fucking exists or whatever, you know? You have to set that world up, whatever it is, you know? Fucking the opening sequence is a guy pulling a fucking rabbit out of his urethra. So you have to say this is possible, right? So if at the end, you know, the guy's about to die and get like murdered by like some evil villain and he's like explaining his plan as they evil villains do, and then he's got like the bandsaw or whatever, like a swinging bandsaw, and then like alligators below him, you know, but like he pulls the rabbit out of his urethra and saves the fucking day, boom, right? So if you don't set up the world, you fucking failed. But I'm going to go with magic because, like I said, you can't just be pulling rabbits out of anywhere all of a sudden to save your life or like whatever, you know, a gun out of your butt cheeks or whatever, whatever he will do. So I'm going to just say magic.
All right.
Fight me.
Tyler, what do you think?
This is more likely to get you a bad grade into an intro to a creative writing class.
And a spanking.
Yeah. A million to one shot. I mean, I love those in movies, though. Those are so great in movies.
Like you know, he's going to sink the fucking basket. Or
no, you don't know that. Maybe, like, look in Teen Wolf. That was fun.
Had to be brought up.
At the end. He fucking sinks the basket.
Of course he does.
Why? What's wrong with Teen Wolf?
We'll be talking a lot about that later, and you know we will. All
right, so anyways, Teen Wolf is a great movie. I'm going to fuck with. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry.
Wrong bike.
Yeah, I'm gonna say a million in one shot.
Okay.
Everyone loves it. Everyone wants that journey to end with completion. It's like sex. You don't want to, without the final cum shot.
And the English
shot,
and the English,
what's the deal?
And the English teacher, she's just like, I don't like it. Maybe she just doesn't like it either. The English teacher, she's kind
she
of
loves
a,
the cum shot.
Oh, she loves it. Okay.
She's a bit of a whore.
But what's going to get her a bad grade though? Like, is it because you're using it, or she just doesn't like you, or because you didn't give her an orgasm?
Yeah, you're just not right. You're not building the characters quite enough. They're just you're just saying, like, it's almost like they're just writing the screenplay of a porno, you know, like of a porno. Just like,
listen, there's some really good plots. I don't know what kind of porn you watch, but
yeah, I don't know about you, but I actually try to block my eyes of the nudity and just listen to the storylines on all the Pornhub. It's pretty hard to understand.
The acting is superb. Really great.
Yes.
They should give out awards for that.
Sadly, I'm sure they do.
No, they do.
So this one I had to think about as well. The million to one shot, like Tyler said, I think everybody loves it because it's fun. You know what's going to happen. You can spend the entire movie, your entire story, doing whatever the hell you want and making it impossible for your character. And then the one thing they do and they win it all. It's lazy storytelling, no doubt. I mean, look at Ghostbusters. I love Ghostbusters, one of my favorite movies. But to me, it was crazy. Think about this. The first time they caught a ghost, not only did they create the photon packs, they'd never really done that. They created a trap. They'd never practiced with it. They learned how to trap a ghost, contain him in one container, and then they made another whole containment system to store a ton of ghosts. Now, if that's not a million to one shot, I don't know what is, because there's no way any scientist on a first try could do all of those things, especially guys that are working at like a community college or something.
And so, no funding. They had like no funding.
Right.
Like they were apparently just doing it on a, you know.
Yeah, were they
getting
the shit
they were
Radio
doing
Shack?
It on because there was no money involved.
Probably Circuit City, Radio Shack, probably something. They're like, hey, do you have any of those like motherboards for like a proton pack? And they're like, what? And they're like, no, it's over here. I know where. I used to work here. I know
it. Yeah, it's over here by the Tandy computers. No. So yeah, but still, I love that. But yeah, like in Raiders of the Lost Ark, everything looks realistic and everything's going along swimmingly, even though it's hard to believe, but you can believe it until they open up the Ark and the guy's face melts off. That's not going to happen in real life. I don't care. There's nothing they could have stuck in the Ark. It didn't have nuclear waste in it. It's supposed to be biblical, I assume, and I hate those introductions of magic to resolve things. And everybody in the room's dying, and he's fine. Like, I don't like this. So to me, if I were an intro to writing teacher, now I would be a piss poor one because I'm a terrible English person. I can barely speak English, much less grade other people at speaking English or writing said English. I would really find it lazy for somebody to start pulling out supernatural magic to resolve things. So I'm going to go with the supernatural magic angle.
Yeah. But, look at that.
Look at that.
Did I win one?
Yeah, you learned two.
Victorious.
I have it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and then
it is definitely bad writing. I mean, I'm a super fan of X-Files, and I laugh when, like, you know, I've been recently watching, and I laugh because it's like all these shit that these people get into. You're like, oh, just everyone else dies around them, but suddenly Mulder and Scully are just perfectly fine. Yeah,
unscathed.
Yeah, unscathed.
Yeah, why not?
Magic is real, Tyler.
Yeah, I got
real
magic for you.
I got magic for you.
Why isn't this Trump doll actually doing what I want it to do?
I'm not sure what you want a Trump doll to do, but
it is a voodoo doll. It is a voodoo doll, though, by the way. So
look at its
the dog. Oh, yeah. Now his belly is ripped open.
Let's see if Trump feels it. Oh.
He's fingering the Trump doll, just so everybody at home can hear
picture
that, too.
Yeah, well, from what I've heard, he may actually like that from some of the rumors that go around. I'm just not sure.
Hey,
I don't know what to believe, man. The news media, it has you believe in one thing or the other. So
fake news, right?
All news pretty much is fake news. I can't stand any of it. That's why I just listen to podcasts. So they make more sense to me than the real.
We're the real heroes podcast.
That's right. The real heroes of COVID-19 right here. Serving dozens and dozens monthly. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, exactly.
So, thanks, four people out there. We love you. Kisses. It's like your wife or.
Yeah. You know you've got a bad podcast. Yeah. When your relatives won't even listen to it. I don't think anybody listens to mine that I know. That's how pathetic I'm thought of by my close relatives.
Oh, come on now.
I try to drop, like, I'm like, yeah, they're like, what do you do? And I'm like, you know, like, I do this, I'm a videographer, that's cool and everything, but like, I'm a fucking podcaster. I feel so fake saying it. They're like,
CJ's
really?
walking around with his chest all swole out.
I'm just going to get a shirt that just says podcaster. Ask me about my podcast or something.
Yeah, that would get you a lot of chicks at a bar. Ask me about my podcast.
And then put the amount of listens.
Like three?
Yeah, I lost 50% of my listeners after that. I went down from 3 to 2. Kind of stunk.
Listen, if anybody... Okay, all right, maybe if you're a very attractive gentleman or something, but if... I don't think that the having a shirt that says "Ask me about my podcast" is going to get you anything at a bar besides kicked out.
Yeah. John Hamm can pull that shit off.
They're gonna be like, "Sir, can you turn that shirt inside out?" And you're like, "Why?" And like, you just look ridiculous. Just
yeah. And whether you know it or not, no one planned on listening to your podcast first or later, so the shirt's not even working.
They don't even care what the fuck you have to say. Don't even care.
So anyway, on to the next question, because so you guys are as bad as me. You'll talk about shit all day, and this podcast is going to take 7 hours. This is going to be a trilogy, man. This is going to be a longer podcast than them reading the Bible out loud.
All three listeners will get this. Is double. You give this as your bonus content, right?
Yeah, that's what I'll do. So anyway, back to it. So in that round, we had the magic and the paranormal trope advancing. And it is going to face the winner of this round. Well, the question being, harder to comprehend when drunk, an unexpected backstabbing in a movie, or the bad guy actually helping out the good guy with something?
All right, so harder to comprehend in a movie when really drunk. Oh, God. Right. When I'm drunk, I mean, everything makes perfect sense. shit. What's worse or what's better?
Which one's harder to comprehend?
What's ones is harder to comprehend? Yeah, I think a bad guy helps out the hero, because that always like drives me kind of crazy when I see movies like that where I'm like, wait, why is this so easy for this guy? Or why is this guy's doing this, but he's, you know, like in 007 movies are the perfect kind of example of that, you know, like type of thing, you know, where it's like you're letting this guy go. And you're also telling him what you're doing. Hey, I'm gonna fucking burn down the world just to let you know, and this is how I'm gonna do it. And he leaves you a note tucked in your sock, and you're like, perfect. I don't need to have great memory. Now I had to get out of here. So, yeah, I'm gonna say the bad guy helps out the hero.
All right. What do you think, CJ?
Honestly, I believe that I would say that it's an unexpected backstabbing. Am I drunk or the character's drunk? Let's just say that everybody's drunk. So, but like, and when you're drunk, you're all like, I love you, bro. So then you're like, oh no, he backstabbed him. That's not nice.
So that's not harder to comprehend.
I'm not comprehending it. I don't get it. Because I was like, I thought we were all friends.
And then,
backstabbing me now. That's so fucked up. So I'm gonna go with the backstabbing.
Okay, well this time I think I'm gonna have to agree with Tyler on this one, because
finally, you son of a.
I think we agreed the first question.
No, okay. That was you agreed with CJ. I think.
Oh, did I? Sorry.
Yeah, you're
check
fine.
Check the tape. Check the
roll it.
Can you read that back to me?
No. But yeah, like. And, you know, again, Star Wars it comes up all the time. You would think I'm a huge Star Wars fan, but I'm really not. But, of course, the way I'm ripping on Star Wars and being lazy with their storytelling. I will say this. As a child, I think when Lando backstabs Han Solo, if I were drunk as a child, it would have blown my mind. I would have never like gotten understood that at all. Now it's, you probably should have seen it coming. Really, it's the kind of, you know, he's not the most savory character to begin with. None of these bounty hunter, or I guess bounty hunter types, or whatever. He's not really a bounty hunter, is he? He's more of a whatever. He's a shyster. Like he's Han Solo Jr. pretty much. These are just the same character. So Solo turns into a nice guy later, but ultimately, as a young man, I'm sure Han Solo would have done the same shit. But as far as
I'm going to tell you something real quick. Just to, sure. We are not Star Wars people.
Oh, good.
So you could tell
me. We just alienated all of our fan base that would like us.
I don't care. Okay, you're like you're kind of go on and on. I'm like, I have no idea. You could talk about Han Solo giving a hand job to Ewoks and Feewoks.
Now that I would watch.
We're not following the plot line. I'm sorry. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
So that's what you've been watching on that Pornhub. Yeah. That's what happens when you try to block out Pornhub images. You're like, is that Han Solo giving a hand job to an Ewok? I can't really see.
Those little bears like to come.
They explode, what? I think, if they don't come. That's right.
Imagine they're just, what, they live in trees or something, right? Is that what's going on? They live in trees?
I have no idea either. I don't know much Star Wars.
That ruins my joke.
I watched the first three Star Wars when I was a real young kid, and I loved them back then, but then I tried to watch them a little later with my kids, and I was like, these movies are trash, and that's probably going to alienate my listeners.
No, they are definitely trash, but yes, there's a lot of and that's the reason why, like, exactly, you're kind of hitting on that, where it's just, like, bad storytelling.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be like, this is so cheesy, like... I don't enjoy this.
Yeah. Well,
again, you ever seen the movie Spaceballs? It's a good movie.
I do not like that movie either. I'm not a big Mel Brooks fan, believe it or not.
That's not his best work.
No.
Blazing Saddles.
This, which
we're going to talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Tune in to Pooh's Reviews.
Right.
What did we figure out?
I was going to tell you about another Star Wars thing that happened. I won't even wear on it too much, but in the third
Star Wars,
Return of the Jedi, where Luke cuts off Vader's hand, okay? And then it gets to the point where Luke said that, I'm going to leave him alone or whatever. Vader's over here with his hand cut off. Then the big Emperor guy comes, and he's going to kill Luke Skywalker. But since Luke didn't kill Vader, Vader's like, I'm going to help you. And he takes the old guy and throws him down a mineshaft or something. So Vader has spent the first three movies being the biggest dick in the galaxy. And then all of a sudden, he's like, at the drop of a hat, he says, this is my son. I'm going to help him. I've been trying to kill him this whole time. And I'm like, it's bad. It's terrible storytelling. Even to this day, if I'm drunk and I saw something like that in any movie where all of a sudden a bad guy just instantly turns into a good guy, I'm like, this is fucked up. I mean, my kids have told me about Harry Potter and Snape, and I still don't understand that whole thing. It's confusing to me. So, yeah.
What are you? Are you a Hufflepuff? I don't know what any of this means.
I don't either.
I'm just a muggle.
Yeah. We're all just shitty muggles floating around world.
Yeah, everybody's sitting here trying to be a wizard, and I'm sitting over here with my little muggle-ass podcast.
That's another movie. If you say something, I'm like, I have no idea what you're even talking about.
I know a lot of the wand play in the movie. I don't know anything
wand
about
play.
Wand play, yes.
Wand play.
There was like very, like, you know, an innuendo of dick play.
We knew what you were talking about when you said wand.
I think every one of these questions is turned into some Pornhub video. That's the worst part.
Oh, they have so much content.
Yeah, these movies are like perfect for that reason. You know what I mean? Like, it's
they produce more content than we do.
Yeah, they're like, you wrote the script for me. Thank you.
If I had that many, yeah, they could just give out subscriptions. You know? Yeah.
That's right. People really want to listen to that. I mean, maybe we ought to get actors in Pornhub movies on our podcast as guests.
Yeah, now we're starting. How do you get a hold of these people?
I don't know.
800.
What are porn stars up to right now? Because I mean, COVID, all that's like. I mean, that's one industry.
And they're mainly done in California and Florida.
They got OnlyFans pages, I guess.
Going solo.
I guess. Yep. So we figured that. We cracked that case. Good job, guys.
You answer your own question. So you must have thought of this the other day and was like, I'm going to propose this question to people.
Because I support them. I support the artists.
Yeah. You know what? It's these damn amateur porn people that are littering Pornhub with all this free porn, taking the jobs out of the hands of hardworking women that have spent their entire life preparing for this moment. Porn people.
I like the way Mike thinks.
He said dicks.
He said dicks.
Roll up, CJ, all right? He's trying to tell you facts right now.
He did. He hit us with the cold hard facts. I appreciate that about him.
First round is in the books. To recap, if I can actually remember the winners, because we've gone grossly off the rails here. More likely to happen in a Disney movie, we chose Sex with the Enemy. More awkward at a family reunion, we chose The Introduction of an Unknown Relative. More likely to get you a bad grade in an intro to creative writing class, we chose Magic Paranormal Introduction to a Story. And harder to comprehend when drunk, we decided that it's when the bad guy helps out the good guy. So we're going to move on to the second round. And this one, shit, this could be any of them. So really, this is a smorgasbord here. Because this question is going to pit The Introduction of an Unknown Close Relative and Sex with the Enemy against each other. And which one of these will be more likely to happen in a Lifetime movie?
Shit, these could both be fucking really good.
You're going to take this one? You're going to
really
take that first?
Really good Lifetime movies. I'm going to go with, it definitely happens in a small Midwestern town that's not really, you don't really know, right? It's Christmas time for sure, right? Oh, is that Hallmark?
Of course.
Is that Hallmark?
Yeah, it's Hallmark.
Same thing.
I'm blending, this is the same bullshit.
Hallmark, Lifetime, it's all the same.
Oh, no, your sister. Oh, if it's an unexplained relative, she probably is going to try to murder you. Ooh. So I'm going to go with that, because that's totally Lifetime.
To get the inheritance, right?
Yeah, something. Or steal your boyfriend. But then there's also, they could be both. This is tough. You've really...
Yeah, but this is not a soap opera, CJ. This is a Lifetime one.
Oh, yeah, because...
It's a subtle nuance.
There's there's so much the same, though. Which one is it? All right, I'm going to go with...
That she hasn't been in a coma, so you got to think that, too.
These are all fucking the same. I'm sticking with my guns. I'll say unknown close relative shows up. Are they showing up? It's happening in a Lifetime movie. At a reunion still?
No, it doesn't have to be at a reunion. Just in the Lifetime movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They would just definitely show up. Or like a weird neighbor, like, oh, this is my neighbor, and they kill everybody.
Wait, that's not a relative, though. This is like, oh, this is your neighbor.
Well, I'm just saying that these are also similar things that happen in the movies the shows you were talking about, your soaps that you like to watch.
Yeah.
And Lifetime movies.
And Dear John.
And Nicholas Sparks movies.
Yeah, Nicholas Sparks movies. And
jeez, Lifetime he's really movies. Throwing you under the bus here.
Yeah, I like buses.
he likes buses.
All right, Tyler, what do you think?
I'm going to go with CJ, actually. Even though he threw me under the bus. I'm going to say, because the thing is, you can, I know it's a movie, but you can go so many places after that. After you have sex with the enemy, you're like, all right, that's it. You're fucking.
That's the bar?
Yeah, that's it.
Is the bar low
there?
Where
can you go after that?
Anywhere.
Yeah, there's no storyline after that. After you bring the freaking relative in and you're like, oh, maybe they have fun with the relative. Maybe they don't. Maybe they have sex, you know?
The relative has sex with the enemy.
Okay, wait, we're not.
CJ's trying to write his next big Lifetime special here, right on the air.
Listen, Lifetime, we're going to bitch.
I see him writing this down right now.
We're going to pitch this.
I'm going to go with CJ. I'm going to go with, we got so many plot lines now. We're going to create the Lifetime Movie Awards.
But isn't like a Lifetime Award, if it's only limited to Lifetime movies, isn't that like being the best employee at Walmart? It's really not going to get you a lot in life.
Are you kidding me?
I think maybe graduate to the Hallmark channel.
Oh, is that what? So Lifetime is kind of the minor leagues and Hallmark.
Yeah, and what? There's got to be something lower than a Lifetime movie too.
Do you have cable, Mike?
Yeah, I got cable. What do you think? I am a caveman.
We don't have cable.
Oh, sorry, bougie.
Yeah,
such a bougie guy. Jeez.
So anyway, back to it. back to it. Yeah, if I recall, we just had a long conversation about nothing because that's what we do. We'll probably cut most of that out, but you know what? Maybe I'll put it on as bonus content, and you guys can hear a whole lot of nothing. But we had a lot of fun talking. So that said, what we finally decided on was more likely to happen in a Lifetime movie. We decided, did I even mention why I thought it was? It's a pretty open and shut case, I think, because you have Sex with the Enemy. That's, like you said, story goes nowhere after that. The only way you could even make that argument is if they had sex early on and found out they were the enemy after the fact, but that's kind of a driving storyline, so I guess it depends on the order of operation, but the way I thought of it was sex with a known enemy. So in that regard, yeah, the Lifetime movie goes completely off the rails, as if it wasn't already a train wreck to begin with. But with that said, I think I'm going to go with the introduction of an unknown close relative, because that's right in the Lifetime wheelhouse. Probably somebody they already know. They find out they have a daughter they never knew about. That sounds like Lifetime bullshit right there.
Oh, that's so, probably, yeah, I mean, it's probably most of their
near,
content.
Near Christmas time.
No, that's Hallmark. We've already circled the wagons on that one.
And of course, Meredith Baxter Burney's in this shit, because I think she's in every Lifetime movie. So anyway, back to it. Introduction of an unknown close relative will face the winner of this bracket. And this bracket is going to pit the bad guy helping the good guy out versus supernatural or magic being introduced in the plot line. And this is actually similar to one of the other questions, but a little bit different. Which one of these two would be harder to keep up with in a foreign film with only subtitles?
What are our choices again?
The choices.
We've gone off the rails. We're like the train. Yeah. The train is in a fucking ravine.
We talked about our short-term memory, and I've lost it. All right.
So it was the bad guy helping the good guy out, or the introduction of magic or paranormal into the storyline.
Ooh.
So the bad guy helping the good guy out, or that the introduction of magic helping the good guy out.
Yeah. So which one? Similar to the drunken one, but this is in a foreign film, because you might be able to keep your sobriety in line here, but if you can't understand the words.
I think the key here is probably how well the foreign film is done,
yeah,
and what the pacing of the subtitles that you're reading, right? Because, I mean, I don't speak a second language, so it depends. Like, there's some movies that I think are done right with the right pacing, and they're easy to understand. Sorry.
Boys.
Pivotal parts.
Squeal like a pig, dog.
I think it's him making his sound like that. But so it depends on like how well the pacing of the subtitles are. I don't know if USA, they don't, like, we don't make movies. They don't really make it out of here, right? American movies, they don't really make it anywhere.
I have no idea.
No, they do.
That was a joke. So I would have to say depends on the magic, because we all have like different versions of magic. So I would have to say, like, if you're trying to understand the plot, you're trying to follow a text across the screen, that's probably going to be the hardest. And if you're drunk, it's going to be doubly hard, because you're like, oh, like, where the fuck, what happened? I don't even, now there's magic, you know, like that now.
All of a sudden,
and it's not just like a bunch of nerds playing Magic the Gathering around at the table.
Yeah, this is the introduction.
Yeah, not introduction of Magic the Gathering. No, two different. We have to separate it. We have to separate those two things. Everybody needs to know the difference. There's magic, like, which is like you roll nothing up my sleeve, and there's magic where, like, you know, +12. I don't know, gremlin. I don't know. I don't know that stuff, you know.
I don't know that stuff. So what do you think, Tyler?
I would definitely say magic now.
I'm gonna have to agree with CJ. The introduction of magic would definitely be very hard to keep up with at the end of a total movie, like, where you'd be like, okay, I'm trying to keep up, you know, and then all of a sudden you're like, what the fuck? The fuck magic?
Imagine in City of God, all of a sudden, at the end, some fucking kid was, like, tapped his wand and, like, fucking Rio de Janeiro, wherever they're at in Brazil, like, yeah, it's just beautiful and, like, cleaned up. You'd be like, what the fuck did I spend all this entire time watching this movie and these kids struggle?
What about in Parasite, to get it back to more? At the end of Parasite, he's like, no, by the way, I have this magical power. And you're like, what the fuck? Are you serious?
Yeah, and then it's like fucking Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Yeah, yeah. Like, could fucking...
Yeah, or like in The Human Centipede, when you just wave a wand and your mouth doesn't taste like shit anymore.
Yeah, fair enough.
Doo-doo tastes like chocolate pudding now.
Yummy. Can I get in on this Human Centipede ordeal?
Yes, you're the last speed. Is that what they call them?
Yeah. Regardless, I think I'm going to have to agree with both of you. And I thought about this one, but they're both, you could see both of these, maybe not in a foreign film, but if you turn on Telemundo any given week or Univision, they always have these crazy soap operas going on, and there's always just whacked out shit that I don't understand going on in it. And I think that usually the thing is, especially if the bad guy helps the good guy, which seems to happen a lot in these soap operas, is that usually it's just temporary because they're helping themselves. And you can kind of be like, okay, well, they're pushing forward their own agenda. But when you start introducing magic and paranormal, I think like General Hospital or, man, if anybody knows the answer to this, there was a soap opera in the 80s. I could ask my wife because she actually remembers this, where one of the ladies turned into like a leopard or some shit. I kid you not. I think it was
like
General
the
Hospital.
Animal?
Yeah, an actual... She turned into an animal or some shit. And yeah, even in English, that had to be mind-boggling. So I can't imagine trying to keep up with something and then all of a sudden just weird shit happens. You're like, maybe I read that? No, I didn't read that. What the? Shit. You know, so now you're trying to pay attention more. Because when I do the closed captions, I usually read the closed captions even before the words. But if I'm reading a closed caption and all of a sudden it said, lady turns into a cougar, I'm like... What? So I guess she could be a cougar. But
yeah, I was going to say, she probably already was a cougar. Yeah.
Maybe she turned into a leopard. I think it was a leopard. Regardless, that's any time that magic gets introduced, just kind of magic or paranormal gets introduced at the drop of a hat like that, it's always mind-baffling to me. And I'm like, this again, just goes back to lazy storytelling. So I think we're going to have to agree that that's going to advance. So
maybe that woman back in the 80s had leprosy or something. You know what? Turned into a leopard.
That's why I was like, a leper or a leopard?
Yeah. Wait, ask your wife right now.
That's what I asked. That's what I was like.
My wife.
I could actually go ask her. She'd tell me she doesn't know.
Drag her on.
I'll find out between podcasts. Yeah, and I'll tell you guys. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I think we're down to our finals here. And the finals are going to pit magic or paranormal being introduced against the introduction of an unknown close relative. And this one's wide open. This was the silliest question we had because I didn't know. That's the thing is I can kind of line these up against each other the first couple rounds and try to make them make sense. But by the last one, you don't know what's advanced. So you just got to make shit up. So welcome to the make shit up round of the podcast.
Fuck it. It's just a wild card. Like it. I love it. Especially because the last one is...
I'll let you introduce
a movie that ends with a Bollywood dance-off.
That's right.
And I think that all movies should end with a Bollywood dance-off.
Bollywood dance-offs are grossly underrated. I always love seeing one of those things.
Yeah, I mean, all Bollywood movies have Bollywood dance-offs. But yeah. I think all movies in the United States, I wish they would have this.
Have you seen Dora the Explorer, the remake of the kids' show?
Like the live action?
Yeah.
No, I have not.
It ends with something similar like that, where they end and they're all dancing at the end and it's nonsensical. So I have a soft spot for that movie because I had to watch a lot of Dora the Explorer because I had a daughter that grew up with Dora the Explorer.
Yeah.
So yeah, when we had to go see that movie and when it ended with that dance off and I think even the bad guys were dancing in it and stuff, I was like, this is just adorable. I was a big old softy.
I think either of those plots are plausible with it ending in a Bollywood... I think probably just like the introduction to like a new unknown relative, because it would just be like all of a sudden like, hey, cousin, uncle, sister, midwife, let's fucking dance. And it would be like a celebration, you know, that we've met each other.
Yeah, but dude, magic would fucking bring that shit to a popping level.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with nice. Fucking Bollywood shit, you'd be dancing, fucking sparkles, and fucking nothing up here. Magic the Gatherer would come out. It would be a good old time.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, geez, this is really a split decision.
Yeah, dude, magic.
I know where Tyler's going. Are you sticking with your answer, CJ?
I'm not flip-flopping now.
Oh, you're
right. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Damn. It's got ugly fast.
So, this is whack brackets, bro.
That's right.
Brackets that are whack? Are you talking about them brack wackets?
The brack wackets?
No, I'm gonna stick with unknown relative.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go with the magical world of magic. Are you effing kidding me, bruh?
This rests like, solely on your shoulders now, Michael.
Shit, man, this is difficult. I think I'm just gonna cut this podcast short so I don't have to make this tough decision. But actually, to me, I think when I don't have a good answer, I try to think of which I would enjoy the most. And either of these are unlikely, obviously, but they would be hilarious if they did happen. To me, the introduction of the relative and then all of a sudden the Bollywood dance off, it's just like, eh, that's, but you do something magical. All of a sudden, you know, there's stars and everybody's dancing because all this magic's happening, because a Bollywood dance off is unrealistic because it doesn't matter how bad the people were to each other during the movie. At the end, they're still dancing together like they're buddies. So you could perform some next level magic on some dude and still dance it out. So I think I'm going to go with the introduction of the magic more so than the paranormal, because I don't think that it, yeah, we're going to go with magic. I guess I'm splitting the same question up, but yeah, paranormal stuff wouldn't end in a dance off. I don't think, especially like if you cursed somebody, it's not going to be a dance off. It's kind of an angry time.
The Bollywood stuff is not a dance off. It's just the joy of
a celebration.
It's the joy of your company of the other person.
But see, now this takes me back to the Weekend at Bernie's dead relative. Back to the first question. It's a full circle.
Hakuna Matata. Circle of life.
Yeah. CJ is obsessed with Weekend at Bernie's.
I want to see Bernie in this dance off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he's your unknown, because I had mentioned before, if he was a dead, because it was like an unexplained, it was like a funeral or a dead person at the reunion, somebody died, they brought him back to life. Now they're an unknown relative that died. You brought him back to life, Weekend at Bernie style. Boom. Cue the fucking Bollywood music.
Dude, okay. Yeah. Okay. I like that. I like that a lot. I like Lifetime, that a lot.
Lifetime movie as well.
That's right.
So we're talking to Lifetime right now.
Halfway animated.
And Disney is also a partner in this.
Yeah, they could
Pixar at least.
Co-produce. I don't know.
This is going to be the next Space Jam, guys. It's going to be great.
Yes, I agree.
So unexpectedly, I think we have ourselves a winner for this week's Whack Brackets. I think it is going to be the introduction of magic or supernatural into the plot storyline. So that is our winner, as crazy as that sounds. There's no way I could have done this without you, because you guys are a lot more creative on story stuff.
This was super awesome. I mean, you're going to have a little bit of tough time, I guess, editing that. So good luck to you.
But anyway, with that said, I'm going to let you guys explain your podcast again if you want to. Pimp yourselves out. Big pimping over here.
Let me take this one, CJ.
Take the wheel, baby.
We don't do any podcasting. We just hang out. We do a podcast about movies. A lot of bullshitting. But we don't do any plot lines. We just discuss the movie like you would at a bar. Have fun, you know?
Right. Yeah, so our podcast is called Booze Reviews. Again, drunken movie review podcast for assholes by assholes. We are indeed the assholes. But we also drink craft beer, which makes it super fun because you never know what the fuck is going to happen. Kind of like this episode. If we've shown you anything, guys, this is what we do. We're a fucking mess.
We're a hot mess, but they're a fun mess. They're kind of like a hot brown or something. It looks crazy in the package, but it goes down smooth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It looks like shit, but it tastes good. It tastes so good.
Did you not like my introduction of it?
Oh no, I thought you were giving me the.
Oh no, I wasn't. Oh, okay.
So anyway, I'm gonna tell everybody about my stuff anyway. The mainly ways they can get a hold of me. If you like this podcast, let us know at Whack Brackets on all the social medias. That includes even Facebook, of all things. Yes, Grandma, you can reach me on Facebook. I will get it. But my preferred method of reaching out is either the Instagrams or the Twitters, or leave me an email, mike@whackbrackets.com. I'll get that. If you want to say something and want it on the show, send me a little audio clip. I'll put it on the show. If you have a podcast and you're somewhat interesting, the more interesting, the better. If all you do is you sit and you read horoscopes on your podcast, I probably don't want you on as a guest. Otherwise, you're probably invited to be on as a guest in the show. So reach out to me, again, at Whack Brackets anywhere. And that is pretty much it. So I'm going to say goodbye for the week, and I'm going to let CJ and Tyler say goodbye as well. And thanks for listening.
Check us out on Instagram, Booze Reviews with a Z. Thank you, Mike, for having us on, and peace.
Oh, and thank you again.
Hi, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
You know what? This is totally on me. This is a bad host. I forgot to thank you guys for being on. This has been a lot of fun.
I don't know what he said. This
was kind of a wacky episode, but I'm glad you guys leaned into it. It was a lot of fun. Now we'll say goodbye. Yeah. See you guys.
Bye. I'm sorry.
Awesome, man.
See ya.
Appreciate it. Bye.